We didn't get that. Yeah, Condo Grayskull, episode
62.
Correct.
Yes.
What's the date?
Today would be, you know what? Today is 3/10/2015. That would be March 10th, 2015. And you know why I know that? Because I celebrated 1 year of employment at my place of employment today.
Wow.
To absolutely zero fanfare.
No, they didn't throw you a party.
They didn't do anything?
Nobody said a thing. Actually, you know what? I will correct that. There were two people that said, happy 1 year anniversary. But other than that, it was more of a personal thing because, you know, we work well together and they like me. But other than that, yeah, nothing.
So. We were all together and they liked me.
Yeah, all two of us. So, that is the date today.
Excellent job.
Yes, thank you.
So where's Mike Beccaro?
Mike looks like he's lost some space here.
Yeah, well, he said he was in a world of shit.
He did say he was in a world of shit.
Yeah.
It sounds unpleasant.
Yeah, so Mike, I don't know if he's going to join us later, but we are joined by Daniel, our number one fan.
Long-time listener.
Welcome to the cave.
Yes. Say a little something to the mic, Daniel.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Get up close right, there. Yeah, it's yeah. like it's oh. like yeah. There yeah, you go.
You gotta lean
yeah,
in.
Yeah, get
and
it.
Give it
get
a kiss. Some.
If you need to, that's Mike's though. We don't know where he's been. So cool. So Mike Davis
here.
Daniel, Joe, Colin.
Yeah. Yay!
Welcome.
Hey, we're all here.
Yeah, welcome.
Except we're not.
Yeah, we're almost all here.
We are all here.
Well, yeah. Of the people Joe mentioned, we are all yes. here. So yes,
that's correct.
But we
that's
are
correct.
Not all here.
Mike may here, Mike may very well join us at some point later this
he
evening.
He climbs out of the world of shit, right?
If he climbs out of his
he's
world
able
of
to
shit,
do it. Yeah, if he's able to do it. So okay, Daniel, why have you been listening to us for as long as you have?
Well, when I started at the old place of business, mm-hmm. I used to work with Joe,
right?
And a couple coworkers had told me Joe was running a podcast and. He told me I should give it a listen, and mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. So I started at the beginning and
just kept going.
Yep, just kept going.
Now, it's just like a heroin addiction.
Were those old, quote unquote, old couple of coworkers Joe himself?
No, it wasn't just Joe. No. There were a couple others.
There was like five or six people that listened.
Oh, damn.
And then we got a few more as we were going. Yeah, people fell off after a while. After I left, they're like, yeah, screw this jerk.
Yeah, it happens. You know? It happens.
Yeah. But, anyways, yeah, cool.
It's called Podcast Envy.
It is.
It happens. Yeah.
It's a serious disease.
Yeah, well.
It is. There's an ointment for it, though.
Yeah.
Or an app. Yeah. Cool, man. Well, let's start with you. What are you playing right now?
I'm pretty sure everybody already knows this since...
Not everyone. We're talking to a bunch of strangers right
Nobody
now.
Nobody knows
Well,
this
I only
right
ask
now.
Questions about Destiny, so...
Yeah, so Destiny, you know, right.
Destiny and hockey, that's pretty much what I stick to.
Mm-hmm. Damn, hell yeah.
Which... Is there only one hockey?
Well,
franchise
NHL
now?
15.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there still two franchises, or are they the exclusive?
No, I think they're exclusive. I think 2K isn't doing it anymore, but I heard a rumor that they might start again. So.
Hmm. Yeah, it seems like most of the sports franchises are locked up with one or the other now. There's not.
Yeah.
You're not getting two every year from different companies.
Well, when you want to get really granular with the franchises, though, I think. Really, the only franchise that's still doing it is the Los Angeles Kings.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. You hear this?
They're the only franchise still doing it. Seaman.
I mean.
Okay.
I guess. We got a couple Kings fans. So
just going to throw that out there.
Take that, everyone.
Yeah. That's what we do.
Great. Okay, well,
as
that was boring.
Right now,
who's up next?
All right. One, so that's good.
I'm just playing. Okay, so. You got your two games. What game are you playing?
Okay, so I do have an update for this.
Okay.
I think, I can't remember when we did our last video game update with regards to me.
Last Tuesday.
I did.
And the Tuesday before
was
that as well.
Was it last Tuesday?
Yeah.
God,
yeah.
All right, it's only been 7 days. Seems like a lot longer. Okay, so I have...
A lot of time spent in that dark room.
Okay, thank you, Colin. A good segue. So I have been playing a dark room again.
Okay.
And I, after I beat it the first time, it was a challenge, as posted on the forums, as well as the content that you get after you beat the game.
So you're reading the forums on this one, huh?
To play it without building huts.
Right, right. And you said you were doing that.
It takes exponentially longer, but I have been doing it. It has been a very rewarding experience.
Okay.
Like
the text, do you get, is all the text in bold now?
The story is completely different.
Is that your bonus?
Color no. Blues.
It's italic?
The story is completely different.
Oh, that's
different.
Cool.
Yeah. It's awesome.
So because you have no followers, you have no people, so it's just you?
Just me. I'm the only one that's gathering wood. I'm the only one that's gathering supplies. When I go out on the road or on the dusty path, it's just me bringing stuff back. So everything... with regards to my cache of items grows little by little by little by little. And so it takes forever, but it's a lot more rewarding. My merchant is there. My builder is still there.
Okay.
She's out of commission, though. In the last round, she actually died.
I was just going to ask if she's okay.
Yeah, no, she's totally okay.
You have to blow
she's
her
okay.
Up
she's
first?
Dead. Like, yeah, she's still, dead, but she's okay.
She's still alive.
She's only partially dead.
Yeah, no.
Blood
I need to take her to Miracle Max.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's only partially dead.
Should give her some wood.
Maybe you should build a hut for her.
Plenty of wood. So I've been playing that. I think within the next week I will be pretty much close to beating that game. So I think by next Tuesday I'll have an update. The other game I've been playing, Joe, you introduced me to Alien Isolation on the Xbox One. I was shopping at Target with the boys this week. And I ended up buying Alien Isolation for myself for the Xbox 360.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you bought an Xbox One.
It was either that or a very expensive game.
Yeah. He's viewing this one game as, $400, which
was,
I understand.
It was $19.99.
Yeah.
And I already knew I loved it. Ouch. I already knew I loved it because, Joe, I've played it with you at your place.
Yeah.
And I've been playing that, so just... I go home, I've got a quiet evening, I crack up a beer, and I play with all the lights off, with a headset on, and it is fucking fantastic.
So during load screens, you play a dark room?
I do.
In the dark room?
I figured.
Room?
Yeah.
Actually, the load screens are a little bit long on that game, I must admit.
They are, and you know what? I've actually noticed that the cinematics are really choppy.
Really?
As opposed to the Xbox One, where they're really fluid. And I think they just pretty much
just a
they made the game for Xbox One, and then they compressed it and just ported it over to the 360, which I'm fine with.
Sounds like most games
because
now.
The gameplay is still there.
Yeah.
Having had a little taste of what you see here at your place, I am a little envious now.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's kind of graphics heavy since it's so... I mean, it's really about the ambience, You go in there and it's the ship, and there isn't a lot going on in that game. I can see why some people don't like it, but as you go and once action does come, I think the build that it does is pretty cool.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm only a couple hours in. I mean, if I have to do that 10 times over, like two more, I don't know. They'll keep bringing things in that'll keep it interesting.
Yeah.
You know,
lots of reviews are saying it's 20 hours. Yeah. Excuse me. So
20 hours. Yeah. So I saw the alien for the first time, and once I climbed out from behind my couch, it was scary. Actually, the biggest jump right now, I mean, that was creepy just because I saw it. It's not because of any jump scares, but those.
Now, you didn't die when you saw it. It didn't kill you.
No, it was like a cinematic presentation of it. So it was kind of cool, and you'll get it. You knew there was an alien in it, and spoiler alert, anybody, it's called Alien Isolation. So there's a point where you see this alien, and they do it in a very, it's really cool. I think the scarier thing has been a few jump scares. They're called Working Joes, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, those would be the robots.
Did you see those yet? Have you gotten to that point yet?
I have not seen those yet.
You got a little time.
No.
So those are pretty creepy. And they just walk up and they're like, hey, you're in the wrong place. And they have green eyes. And if they like activate and they start attacking you, they turn, it's red eyes.
Oh.
And I think the scariest thing was I was walking and you don't see them on the ground. And they'll grab your leg and you'll look down suddenly and you'll have to do like tap on A to get them to release your leg. It's pretty scary. It's like a jump scare.
I think it was Giant Bomb playing it. And I mean, it was even intense watching it.
Yeah.
Some of those scenes, like when he was under there's one part where he's under the table and there were like five of those robots surrounding him, just pissed off,
oh shit,
trying to get at him, and he's just ducked under this table.
Mom. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's so far that seems to be the gist of the game, you know? It's just like, try to stay away from everything.
So, not to break away from what we're talking about here, but I did just receive a Max text from Mr. Michael Picaro.
Okay.
And he says that he is not going to be here tonight.
Oh, man. Oh,
so, okay. It looks like our man Daniel
All right. You're the
is
sub.
The official stand-in.
You're subbing in.
For MP. So welcome officially then.
The
yeah.
permanent
gray schooler.
You're not permanent just a, until yeah, one not of just us has a guest to leave star. And I can get a spot.
I'm not just a guest. I'm a replacement now.
Yeah. Just a guest star. He's the actual replacement.
So once someone is out sick, then boom. Someone takes their spot and it's just, sorry, Charlie. That's just how we work. No, but that's too bad. Well, hopefully everything is okay. I bet maybe a kid's having a meltdown or I don't know.
I think you just got stuck at work late.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just can't make it in time. So
that's too bad.
Or the guy in orange got him.
Yeah, the guy in orange
Ooh.
Got him.
Oh, see? No. See you later. That's a true comment from a true longtime listener.
Yep,
damn,
right there.
Damn.
Dang. Bringing up the place of business and everything. so those are your two games?
So that's what I'm playing. Other than that, I have been contemplating possibly buying an Xbox One. I don't know. It's
gotta
an investment.
Get that new grill for your truck instead.
Well, the new grill. I've been looking at different things for my truck, but I mean, it's all just speculation. I mean, you know,
you should install an Xbox One in your truck.
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah.
You're just sweating your ass off in there playing with us. Cars running,
guys,
cars running. You're about to die.
It's July in here. I gotta go.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, if it makes you feel better, I don't know how many times I have a system I don't own in the Amazon cart or some kind of cart.
Right.
I'm like, oh, yeah. Or I build like a $15,000 iMac online and then never order it.
I mean, it's like I know we were just talking about it, but it's like Colin, you know, or Mike and Colin. Mm-hmm. Mike, you know, earlier last week bought... or later last week, I should say, bought a 3DS.
Well, a new 3DS.
A new 3DS.
Which is actually the name of it, which is weird.
And then Colin, you know, took cue to that and said, shit, I need to get this too.
So he should tell us all about it. Yeah.
Colin could tell us about that, but I'm just...
Way
you know.
To ruin it, Mike. No,
so,
I'm just
kidding. For the surprise.
So that's perfect, yeah. So all of us have
nice
our...
segue.
All of us have our impulses, and actually, you know, he pulled the trigger. So what'd you get?
Well, I bought a new Nintendo 3DS.
What are you, six?
Hell yeah, you did.
I couldn't wait to say that. I'm just kidding. I want one.
Okay. I'm like 7.5, all right?
Joe has six
I play grown-up
in
Nintendo
inbox.
Games.
Yeah, my cart,
nice
absolutely.
Beard for a 7.5-year-old.
No, seriously. Yeah. How'd you get here? He drove his dad's car.
Yeah.
He's big a rebel.
He was an early developer.
So how much bigger is it? It's a pretty big system, right?
It's actually, I mean, it's surprisingly not as big as you,
it's like, you know,
you would think. I mean, yeah. I would say that it's maybe like
yay big.
That
so that's
wide.
Like what is that, like 10 inches?
Wow, that's actually
put your penis away.
That's actually pretty big. sorry, guys. I use that
so
as
it's,
a general.
It's like
unit
this
of
long.
Oh yeah, about the size of your dick.
It's,
I get it.
Did
about
you
10
just
inches.
Say it's about this schlong?
It's about 10 inches wide. That's crazy. So okay,
it's not actually clever. As big as you think.
Sure.
Because when they announced the new 3DS, I was like, oh, I really like the smaller one. You know, I have a DS Lite, and then I also have a DSi XL, and the DSi XL is like huge, and I'm just like, I don't need that. And but surprisingly, I mean, you know, I bought the smaller new 3DS didn't come out here, so I got the XL, and
come out here. You mean in the U.S.?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. Only the XL one.
I did not know that.
So and surprisingly, I was like, you know what? It's not that big.
No.
I mean, and I held my stepbrother has the original 3DS, and holding that, I was like, this is actually kind of tiny. Honestly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had the old one.
That's what most ex-girlfriends actually saying too. Yeah. Weird.
Just hanging on to this. It looked, you know,
it's actually not
tiny.
That big.
Yeah.
Not
sucks.
As big as I thought.
Not as big as I thought. Yeah.
Sucks. Well, Daniel, what was the last mobile device you owned? Like mobile as in mobile gaming device?
Not
mobile
including
gaming
a phone.
Device. Okay.
Technically,
phone
his
not
phone
included.
Could
probably
okay.
a Game Boy Color.
Okay.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. Because I was going to say, for me, I think it was a Game Boy. I just
really?
I cleaned out the closet. I did all this cleaning this weekend, and I was thinking about it. I was like, I have a Nintendo too, sucker. And I'm like, Tetris.
Yes. You know, I will
so
say
weak.
In that same
Wait, that
vein,
was the last one you purchased?
I think that was the last handheld I purchased, yes.
Okay.
Because fair enough. I do have a 3DS that I played Mario on, and I did get a 3DS, but those were all in Lost and Found.
Yeah.
In that same vein.
At place of business.
I will say that I do own a Game Boy Color.
Okay.
And it's just, you know, this the same button layout. It's got the, you know, it's just a, it's a see-through material that they use. And it's the old,
the purple one?
Dot matrix. Yeah, it's the purple one.
Okay.
I still use it to play Bases Loaded.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow. I love that game.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's cool.
Love.
Yeah, I think the last handheld I had purchased was the Game Boy Advance SP, which I think was like the last generation.
Was that the silver one?
Yeah, and it was the flip one.
I didn't have the SP. I had just the regular.
The wider one. Yeah, yeah. I had one of those, and then I got an SP, and that was the last one I purchased because I actually got a DS Lite.
Yeah,
from
me.
Lost and Found Joe over here.
This is the craziest thing. So just to tell the story real quick, we'll go back to that. Okay,
Joe stole from his customers.
No, absolutely not. Yes, I did badly. I'm just kidding. So no. We got one. There was this one month where we got like four DSs. Like, we just got so many of these things.
In a row.
Yeah, just boom, boom, boom. It was just like, okay,
people leaving them.
You put them in Lost and Found and you mark it, what table, the date, you do all the things that you do, you know, and it just sits there.
Protocol.
And so 6 weeks go by, and then it was suddenly 8 weeks. And I just went up to my boss at the time because this was at Encino, and I was like, do you mind if I...
aren't coming back.
I'm like, it's been two months. Can I have these? And he's like, yeah, if you want. What are you, fucking six?
They've actually been back to the restaurant several times to eat here and never asked about it.
Probably,
I
just nobody else has a pair of sunglasses.
And that's true, actually. There's been a few times where I actually handed a kid his DS that he completely forgot about, and he's like shit in his pants.
Oh, I got a new one.
Oh my gosh. No, I'd be like, that you forgot this, right? Is this yours? And he's like, yeah.
You forgot this a year ago.
So anyways, I started giving them out to everyone because I just was like, well, I have one.
Sure.
You know, I have the best one. Oprah. Mine was like...
I have six.
Yeah, seriously. So. It was like if I gave you all the audience one, yeah. So.
Oh yeah, mine was like a metallic pink one.
Everyone
and
gets
the,
humpback
the surface
rails.
Was like bubbling up. Or something. It was like weird. I don't know. Somebody had like done something.
I'm not gonna lie. You got the shittiest one. Yeah. But you know what? It was like I already got one, and I know that my girlfriend at the time wanted one, and we both had them. And then I was like, I got another one. Amy has one. And so then I was like,
wow.
Yeah, she played Mario on it, the new Mario.
Nice.
And so then I was like, here's this one. And I was like, well, you
hey,
know,
it was free.
It works, you know.
Yeah, it worked.
Ran on diesel, but whatever.
Why not?
But so yeah, and then my dad actually bought a DSi XL. So I have that as well. And fortunately, because the new 3DS doesn't come with a charger.
What?
And
How is that possible?
I read about that.
Don't know why. I guess they figure most people are probably upgrading from a 3DS. So you can use the charger from the 3DS or a DSi is the same charger.
No.
So they figure most people probably have a charger that works for it.
That doesn't sound right at all.
That's not cool.
Well, I bought one and it wasn't in there. So it is right, but yeah, I mean, it's kind of
shady. Well, it's
shady.
Not right as in justice.
Well, that's like someone buying a new car, and then the manufacturer's like, well, they probably got a gas pedal from the old one, so they don't need that.
I don't agree with it.
They've already got tires and wheels. They don't need those.
No, that is pretty bullshit.
That's stupid.
That's what they did, yeah. I don't know why, but yeah.
How much was it, the charger?
I don't know.
Oh, you already had one.
I had one, so I didn't have to buy it. I think it's like
$65 million.
Yeah, that's like when you buy a Coke for like 5 cents, but the opener is like $30.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, that's what I'm saying.
Where do I open this thing? Yeah,
I feel like the charger's probably like $20 maybe.
It's just a USB 3.0.
No, it's not USB. It's their own proprietary shit. That's part of the reason you have to get it.
And then they don't even... include their own proprietary shit.
Yeah.
Man.
That's infuriating.
Yeah. Yeah,
I will not buy one.
I would
just
be infuriated if I didn't
that
already
sounds
have
about
like
right.
If you bought a phone, you know, don't
I
get
a charger. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're assuming they bought the iPhone 5C, so they don't need a charger for the 6.
Yeah, they didn't upgrade from a
4S. Yeah.
I bet.
Thank you, Daniel.
I bet after a little bit of outcry, they might throw one in. Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would outcry.
I mean, you technically are now.
Well, I don't need to, but yeah.
Send a strongly worded email to whoever is the head of that.
Be like, I have one, but for those other people, I'm speaking on their behalf. So yeah, I bought Fire Emblem Awakening for it, which is like a...
Final Fantasy Tactics-esque
type
game.
Yeah, it's like
a
strategy RPG game.
How do you like it?
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's really fun. I mean, There's a reason it has like fucking 9.2 on Metacritic.
Of course.
Is it in 3D?
It is in 3D.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Got Dang. It.
But that's it can cool. also be in 2D if you so choose.
Oh, that's dumb.
Dang, Joe. Soothsayer.
I just get a new 2DS.
Yeah.
You could get a 2DS, yeah.
That's dumb. I have one.
I don't like that. Joe has six.
I have six 2DSs. I don't like any of them. It's in my personal lost and found.
So I've been playing that for the last couple of days. I had a little incident where I had to replace the first one because it was slightly damaged. And
what does that mean? Slightly damaged.
There were some discrepancies with the flatness of the touchscreen on the bottom.
Discrepancies. So
there's little like it looks like little pushed in.
Yeah, it looked like there were some slight dents.
I think you would hate that too, though.
Oh, I totally would.
But the cool thing is when it's on, you can't see it. You said
it's hard
right?
to tell. Yeah. But I did replace the first one. I went to the GameStop I bought it at, and the guy's like, "Well, if it works, we can't replace it." So then I went to a second GameStop and was like, "Hey, this isn't working."
Stepped on it and then brought it back in and said, "No, this doesn't work."
No, I went to a second GameStop and was like, "Yeah, it doesn't seem to be responding correctly." And the guy like looks at it and he's like, "Yeah, there's some dents here, you know."
After
and then,
you
and
backed
replace
over
it
with your car,
yeah, there seems to be some kind of crowbar lodged into it.
Yeah. The insides are on the outside. Yeah, this is not working.
I opened it and there's real human shit in this. There's excrement in this.
This is exactly how it came packaged.
It came from the land where Michael Picaro is currently crawled residing. The land of shit.
Land of shit.
So the second one I got has some of the same issue. It's not as pronounced, but you know, I figure I'm like, I'm not going to go back a third time and lie to him about it not working correctly. And
fair enough. Fair enough.
So it doesn't bother me all that much. Bothers me more than it should because it should be fucking flat. But
well, yeah, I agree.
You just
whatever.
Paid for, especially when you pay for.
Yeah. But it's not noticeable enough that I can get over it. So I'll live with it. But it's fun. I like it a lot. And I also have been playing. I bought Cities Skylines,
which is like a SimCity.
Yes, it's a SimCity game essentially, but not from Maxis. And it came out today. And it was getting fucking amazing reviews again. And people were like, this is what SimCity should have been. It's, you know, it's fixed a lot of the issues that the more recent SimCity game had.
Okay. So that raises a question.
Here we go.
Me.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Daniel can chime in on this if he wants to. But right. Okay, if the game okay, having worked in game development before myself, okay, uh-huh. when a game releases on a day.
Was
okay.
this when you were working on Stroker on the Commodore 64?
Yeah. This is when I was working on Leisure Suit Larry 6 for the Amiga. No, when a game comes out that day and then there are already reviews praising it, how much credibility is there? Like, how much time?
Well, I mean, a lot of times they have
really.
Well, it depends on the setup, because sometimes they'll send out reviewer copies weeks in advance, like when it goes gold,
Of course.
So, there's a lot of, reviewer reviews, like official reviews.
Yeah.
But there's also, you know, a lot of user reviews, and granted, most of them are probably from today.
So you have, had you already read a lot of those reviewer reviews, or were you reading user reviews?
I've only really watched some videos.
Oh,
like,
my God.
There was a lot of people on Twitch streaming over the last couple of weeks. So
okay.
I think there was a lot of people
really love
that,
Twitch
like,
for that.
Got like pre-release or were part of the beta program. So they were essentially just playing up to the day it released. Officially.
Fair enough.
So, betas
fair
help
enough.
Too.
Fair
I
enough.
Mean, if a beta comes out, then they get ample time. And if they're up with the forums, a lot of times the developers will talk about what they're going to change and stuff. So
yeah.
I don't know.
Nice.
So, but I mean, it was just overwhelming, you know, and I played probably, you know, 2 or 3 hours today. And I got to say, it's just way better. It's every, you know, what they've changed and kept the same. This is the ultimate simulation for city building.
Damn.
Now.
Man, that's cool, man.
That's right.
Which I was always a big fan of. You know, I, you know, played all of the Sim Cities pretty a lot, like with the exception of the original one.
Sure. So. Well, I agree with that review. And the only reason I agree with it is because you've given it And the only reason I asked about the whole review thing was because, you know, I just want to make sure that, you know, credibility is coming from a credible source.
Yeah.
And so Colin,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Did his homework. And,
I mean, like Dying Light, they didn't actually release a reviewer copy.
Yes.
Until the day it came out.
Yes.
And it was scary because I was so excited about that. And then people were kind of cranking out stuff. And I'm like, well, I don't know.
Right.
And there was a couple that were good and a couple that were bad. And I'm like, well, I don't. So I just, like, honestly, on a whim, was like, I'm just going to go for it.
Right.
Normally, I wouldn't do that. And luckily, it was one of those games that was great.
Yeah. But I feel like it's, and like,
definitely poker.
With a game like this, I think it's a little easier to tell within the first few hours, you know, if this is a good product or not.
Sure.
You know, like, you're not having to go through a whole game or a whole story and, you know, whatever. Like, you, if there's problems, you'll probably discover them right away.
Right away.
You know, so I I had already been looking forward to it, and I'd watched Twitch streams the last couple of weeks, and I was like, you know, this looks pretty good. And then it came out, and people were like, oh my God, this is what SimCity should have been to begin with. Sure. You know, and so I was like, all right. It was $30 too.
Oh,
it's a
fucking
full game.
And it's brand actually new, out for the Mac
$30.
Too, right? Mac,
and Linux.
Yeah.
So,
Linux.
Well, I think that's.
If you're one of those people.
Yeah. I think that's legit. And, you know, you hear it here first. You know, reviews at ContraGrayskull.com. Daniel, what do you have to say about that?
You know, I don't have much to comment about that. I agree with what you said.
A big PC gamer?
Sounds legit.
No, not much. But, I mean, I agree with what Mike was saying about making sure that there's credible sources. Dude, because, like anything, it's like when something comes out, I mean, there's people that, like Joe said, there's people that give amazing reviews, and there's people that absolutely hate it. So you have to take
It works in reverse. I think more often than not, the reverse will happen where a game comes out and it's like got like one game killing bug, and then the Metacritic user score is like fucking 0.5.
Yeah.
You know, because like 900 people went on that day and be like, I can't play this.
Mm-hmm.
And then they might like patch it 2 weeks later and it's fine, but the score is forever ruined.
Right.
Yeah. Because, you know, people jumped the first day.
That's brutal. So. That's brutal. Any other games?
No other games, no.
That's cool.
The Assetto Corsa, the first add-ons, comes out tomorrow, so I'm excited about that.
Sweet, sweet.
That's
Look
cool.
forward to that.
Yeah. Can we expect any more C-Zeemer videos?
Streaming? Maybe. Because
you did recently start Twitching, right?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, I figured, you know, without a, without a like a camera and, you know, just the setup I have is like, you know, fucking two people are going to watch this, you know, who really cares? I just want to drive.
It's two more people than you had before you started Twitching, so.
Yeah.
You know.
It's funny to hear.
It does.
Usually it's like if you sit on your own ball skin and start Twitching. That's usually what happens to me. That's like what I think
of. Yeah, but nobody's watching that,
right,
so
you know,
what
so,
I'm saying is.
Yeah.
I figure for a game like that, it's not as necessary. Like, especially if I'm not, you know, racing or anything. If I'm just driving around, people are like, all right, well, he's pretty good at driving, you know. What
Dude, people watch way less entertaining shit, so you never know.
It will affect performance a bit too, because you know, having to
bandwidth
the program, the streaming program or whatever, is taxing a lot of the CPU as well. It's like, if I just want to do some laps, I'm not going to throw it up on Twitch.
Well, I only bring that up because obviously I want people to watch Colin playing his racing games, but we have had it in conversation that we've contemplated maybe Twitching this podcast.
I think we'll start working on that.
You know, let us know what you think, listeners.
Daniel, what do you think?
I think it's a great idea.
I mean, would you be able to see it live, or usually home between 6 and 11
Pacific Standard Time?
Tuesdays,
all caps PST.
Okay, that's cool. I'm cool with that. All right, well, we'll figure it out. I'll start working on that.
Nice.
What about you?
Oh, me?
Senor?
Oh, well, I'll just start off with my... I know there's a couple guys listening right now that I play Mario Kart with. And and this guy, Preston, we play teams against this guy, Manny and Mike. And we have been fucking them up so hard.
Oh,
it's
wow.
been so awesome. And I can't wait for them to hear this.
They're laughing right now.
No,
I guarantee you.
Listen,
not right now.
This is the worst part.
But they will be when they hear this.
Whenever it goes up.
These pieces of shit just sit there.
Wow.
And no, honestly, they will sit there and dog on us.
Whoa.
Like, we are going to kill you. We're going to do all, and we just keep beating them. And so I just want to say, like,
that's the greatest feeling.
So, so what's the strategy behind that?
You have to work together. So the funny thing about teams, which has totally obviously made this game so much better, is if you're in fourth, who cares? As long as you're banging on the guys that are like trying to beat your buddy.
Right. Yeah.
And
right.
Don't throw red shells when your friend's right in front of you. Like, try not to like throw bananas or like do all these things that might screw him up if he's near you. So it's a lot of communication and it's a lot of just strategizing.
Now, you saying that, being back and forth, would it be advantageous, like if you have somebody in first, to not just run out ahead? If you're like, you know, if your teammate's in first, would it be advantageous to try to sit back and fuck the other guys up?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it could be. I mean, you want to try to get first, second, because you'll get the biggest point spread.
Okay. Because
it's like 5 points for first, 3 for second, 2 for third, and 1 for fourth, and they add up for the two guys. So okay. if you beat them by, if you get a 1-2, you have this huge gap. It's 8-3 now. You have 5 points on them.
So those points carry over to another round.
Yeah, so we do five races. We do 5 races. So, I mean, like, okay, take for instance, Manny had a red shell. I was in fourth. I was pulling up to him. He was about to throw it. I hit the brakes, and he threw it right at his buddy. And I laughed. Oh, man.
What an asshole.
How did you do that? You know, stuff like that, like, it's been really fun. It's been really fun. And it's been really not fun for them, but it's been really fun for me and Preston.
Man.
No, they got us this morning. And then we had rubber match because we do best of three.
Sure.
And then we beat them. But it's been a lot of fun. I'm just playing. They're awesome. They will beat us, and they have beat us. But.
I've been wondering how those games have been going, because I see you guys walk down there and back up, and every once in a while. And I know I only get the invite when there's a man down.
Uh-huh. Much like Daniel.
I enjoy that. I like getting included on that. But I know you guys got your teams and everything, so I like to get the updates on what's
absolutely
going on with that.
So that's what's been going on. When Press and I are partnered up, we've had pretty good success. But yeah, they've messed us up plenty of times. It's just we're on a roll right now. So
nice.
And man, they've been talking crap, so I had to do it.
Hey, well, you know.
But at home, because I was at work, because I was hard at work playing, obviously, Mario Kart.
Playing Mario
Kart. That's what I do.
Sounds great.
It's actually my highlight of the day. It is really fun.
Of course it is.
I have continued to play Evolve, which has been great. A little less because recently a buddy came over, not a video game player, and he's like, we were just flipping through the TV it was like an IGN thing I had up, and he saw Metal Gear Solid, and he's like, that's pretty much the only game I would play right now. He plays Madden and Metal Gear Solid. So we watched the trailer for the Phantom Pain, Metal Gear Solid 5, and I totally got the itch for it. And he's like, hey, do you have that Ground Zero, which is like a smaller version? And I said, I don't. So downloaded it, and I've been playing that this whole week. And that game, man, they know how to make video games. Mm-hmm. Kojima knows how to make video games.
Yeah,
period.
He's got a history of awesome.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say it like that.
No, I mean, that's very eloquent. I mean, he does a really great job. There's, in fact, a mission where you save him.
Really?
I played it. I don't know if you caught it, but you get this server. You can't see his face the whole time because you're in a helicopter. When you finally land, pick him up, and put him in there, it shows Kojima. You just saved him.
No shit.
He takes off his glasses and puts on his, you know, signature glasses.
Now, if I remember correctly, mm-hmm. and Daniel, correct me if I'm wrong.
I will.
But
I'll try.
In the original Metal Gear Solid.
He wasn't born.
Hey, I was.
How old were you?
When did the original come out?
I think it was PS1, right?
I played
PS1.
It.
It was
Metal
PS1.
Gear Solid. I
okay.
played it. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. Right. Sorry, I thought it was a Nintendo game.
Joe sits currently comfortably corrected
yeah,
right now.
Absolutely.
I was born in 90, so cool it there.
Wow. All right. We're just going to move on then.
Nah, let's just go.
We've got all the decades covered here.
So correct me if I'm wrong. And Daniel, speak up whenever you feel like you need to.
All right.
I'm just going to reiterate that. But Hideo Kojima has only made one other appearance in his own video games with the release of Metal Gear Solid on the PlayStation when you were fighting Mantis?
Mm-hmm.
The guy in the gas mask and everything. Okay. And then he takes control. Or quote unquote takes control of the screen, and you have to use the second player controller to actually. It's like he's taking his mind control or something like that, and then the screen at times will go black, and instead of saying in green letters video, it says Hideo, and that was the only clue that it was Hideo Kojima.
Okay,
and a video, because all the Sony TVs at that time would video if it went to dark screen,
right,
telling you what input channel it was on.
It was way ahead of its time.
Yeah, and... yeah, he yeah. was awesome. So yeah,
that was an awesome.
What a ridiculous game. He's been doing it since our man Daniel here was in junior high. I'm gonna hope.
Probably.
Grade
yeah.
school?
About that.
Maybe not so
junior
much.
High. I remember playing junior it, high. So... Yeah, probably junior high.
Well, 90s was junior high for us, right?
Yes.
And isn't that roughly that when
like
it came out?
Kindergarten.
I graduated in 97.
No,
so
it would have been...
High
like...
school, 97.
Well,
so.
Let's check it out. Anyways, that game's great. So talk amongst yourself. I'm going to look this up.
No, it was all good. Right, it was good. Well, I remember playing that game... And after you beat it, you got the choice to either get the bandana, which mm-hmm. gave you unlimited ammo,
yep.
or you could do the other thing, which gave you, I think it was the invisibility.
The invisibility. Yeah, the cloak.
The cloak
uh-huh.
on your on so, your.
Much later than we thought. It looks like it was released in 98.
All right.
Thought so.
Wow.
It had to have been later.
That game was released a year after we graduated. Oh, wow. Okay.
2 years after me.
Well, yeah, I started late, so...
You were just late to school.
Still wasn't junior high.
Just
for
missed
me,
the bus.
I remember playing.
I guess so.
It would have been.
I missed the
like
bus a lot.
Third grade,
eight. Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Third grade. Wow, you were.
Goddamn.
Were your parents Michael Picaros? You were watching Chucky with him and stuff. Jeez, I would never be able to play Metal Gear Solid in third grade.
No, my parents were very strict.
It was a lockdown.
He-Man was a no go. Twinkies were a no go. Pretty
Twinkies.
Much everything.
I didn't.
Was, yeah.
I didn't get many opportunities with Twinkies. I did
that was
get
a devil
plenty
snack or something.
Yeah, it was. It was a lot of sugar.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
it was. I never had that stuff in the house. He-Man, I got to watch, so I lucked out on
I
that.
I did not get to watch He-Man.
But the guy that made it went to our church, like the main producer.
Really?
So yeah, that's why my mom's voice was on one.
So
of them.
It was quality programming then.
Yeah, absolutely. Huh. He just was dressed a little gay.
Hey, you know? Whatever.
He's ready for the clubs.
Man at arms.
Yeah, I still you loved know? Him, just not like that.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Well, that's just
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
This is me.
Of course.
Man, there's a lot of videos of them using that animation to make him look
I
really
know.
Into dudes.
Well, you know.
really ruins it.
The haircut and just
the bowl cut is pretty bad.
Yeah, it's really, it doesn't help. It mm-hmm. doesn't help the cause.
But I say, you know, you look at He-Man, I mean, he's riding pussy all day, if you know what I mean.
Thundercat.
Yeah.
Oh,
Thundercat. Yeah, there it is.
Are they making a movie?
I hope so. I hope it's not X-rated.
Really?
That's what I was thinking.
I saw something the other day about they. Ridiculous. It was like an image of what they thought was the what's his cat, the one he ran.
Battle Cat.
Yes. Battle Cat. Yeah.
Don't
sass
Battle Cat.
Him. He wasn't
movie.
Around for that.
All right. All right.
Yeah. I don't know much about He-Man.
He was a zygote at the time.
Yeah. But it was some image that was supposedly his Battle Cat from the new movie they're making.
Cool.
All right.
Well, I'll
I guess.
Take it.
I think that's what it was.
Hopefully be cool.
Cool.
Yeah. It'll probably be, what, put in the Marvel Universe and then they'll make 5,000 of them?
No.
Exploiting everything.
No, because they're destroying the entire Marvel Universe.
How?
In the comics.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Colin talked
about reset.
That.
Well, the reset, that's what it is, where they're kind of making them all congeal.
The soft reboot.
Well, it's
because
it's like there's so many titles now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And it has been, it's been like that for the last 20 years. Mm-hmm. So there's so many titles. How do you even keep up with that?
Yeah.
You know?
That's why I don't even attempt at like the bigger IPs.
Yeah.
The ones that have been around forever and that are like.
Well, it's like when they started, I remember as a kid, I collected comics religiously. And that's where all of my money went. That's
oh,
where
I
all
see.
Of my money
yeah,
went.
Yeah.
I was gonna say 401k, but no, I didn't have it back then.
All your rupees.
All my rupees, yeah. all my Canadian dollars. When they started branching off from, you know, The Amazing Spider-Man, The Spectacular Spider-Man, to like Spider-Man 2099, and The Punisher Chronicles. It's like, look,
Cyborg Superman.
I like to read The Punisher, but when there are six different subtitles for that, you know, I can't afford that.
Speaking of The Punisher, excuse me, there was two reboots that I saw recently. I saw the Power Rangers reboot. Did you guys see this?
It's
super ultra gory.
Yeah.
So a lot of people wanted to pull it off.
James Vanderbeek.
Yeah. So it's super highly produced. It's the quality is insane, but it's violent.
Dawson's Creek.
Yes.
Fame, right?
You should check this out, though. I mean,
it's
it is
really cool.
It's cool what they do.
Does his huge forehead get a subtitle?
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. They did some, maybe CGI did. There was a lot of CGI in this, and there was a lot of headshots, like blood everywhere. Like, it was gory. Wow. I did not expect that. I know a lot of people that were like, true to the Power Rangers, wanted it down. But there was a lot of other people that were like, I like this. Like, this is kind of cool.
Daniel, yeah. have you seen this
video? I did. And, did you? What'd you think? I thought it was awesome because I was, when I was a kid, Power Rangers was my favorite show to watch. Sure. And
oh,
I think,
shit. You and my brother.
I think it'd be kind of cool for them to make it, you know, a little more, I guess, adult.
Yeah.
And, you
yeah.
know, it'd be something that...
I mean, to follow along with all the kids that grew up.
Yeah, yeah. I mean... People that watched it are, you know, my age now, or even Colin's age, and
oh yeah, I like Power
Rangers. Or even as old as Colin, yeah. Yeah. Colin's super old.
Okay, so I have a question yes. for you. Since you grew up,
I want
watching,
answer.
Well, since you grew up watching this show,
yeah.
Was your favorite character the White Ranger or the Green Ranger?
Green.
Why? Mm.
Oh, I thought you honestly, said white. Like, no, white.
No, well, like you're wrong.
Well, then the white, actually, the green one turned into the white one.
Yeah. It was. Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
That was a trick question.
Nice job.
I was know that one. Sure.
Okay, you are a fan. All right, moving along.
I had, when I was a kid, I did have the green sword first, and then I had the white one that talked.
Snap.
And then,
was the green one?
It was the dagger.
It was yeah. the lion face, right? Uh-huh. It talked to him yep. when he was battling.
And
yeah.
it talked and everything. We'd do, you know, sword fights in the backyard. It was all good stuff.
Dang.
Yep.
True That's fandom crazy. Right there.
Yeah. Now, I actually hung out with one of the... I think there was Skull and one other guy. What were the
Bulk.
Two?
Bulk and Bulk? Skull. Bulk.
Skull was the skinnier one, right?
No, I did not mean to talk over Daniel there.
No, that's he okay. Didn't. Now, Skull is the skinnier one, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he
Bulk
actually...
obviously was...
Right. Well, I don't know. Skull, Bulk, I have no idea. Maybe they were doing something funny there. So, I don't know. I didn't watch the shitty show.
They were probably
But I did
doing
hang out with that guy.
Right?
I did drink beers with that guy, Skull, a few times. What? He was friends with one of the people I was hanging out with when I was like 21, 2.
Were you hanging out with one of the Rangers?
No. They went on to have good careers. So I was just hanging out with him.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. No. Yeah, I don't know. But anyways, yeah, it was just interesting. Every time I hear Power Rangers, I think of him and like... He's a total like actor where he's just like you get him in a crowd and he's super obnoxious.
He'll take it as he
and,
gets,
and it's just like okay, take it easy. Yeah. Like, but you know, it was well, interesting you know that, to hang out with him.
You know the building they use for the outside of their whatever they called it, their command center, the Power okay. Rangers. That building's in Simi.
Oh, what? Really?
Yeah,
no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's part of some like
church
Jewish retreat
no.
thing up there. Yeah, it's
where?
Called like the. It's the something of the book or something like
okay,
that.
Okay, we both live in Simi now, so you're going to have to be more descriptive than that. Where exactly is this?
It's like the South Hills. I don't know. I don't recall exactly where it is.
Well,
but
you
it's
can
like
look
off
it up
yeah,
off
the,
air.
But the building.
You answered
yeah, the
this
one with like
now.
The weird like oval circular.
Yeah.
Like yeah, that's
in
Simi?
Simi?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's also in a Marilyn Manson video.
No shit.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay, well.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you
more
go.
You know. Well,
the more you know. Fun fact.
Just to make this actually make sense, I said the segue went from Punisher and then I talked about Power Rangers, but there was a... It's because they made Power Ranger one and they also have a Punisher one that they
oh,
made.
Oh, really?
That
really?
Was kind of interesting. Huh? He doesn't use a gun, though, but it hints at this like potential Punisher movie.
Does he just use harsh looks?
For a little while,
like
for like the first half of the video,
furrowing brow.
But I will try to. I'll send them to you. Hopefully, we can get up on the website or something. And I'll send them to you so you can check them out. Or,
please do.
No, yeah, but yeah, cool. It's been pretty cool. But
please do.
Speaking anyway. Of punishing characters,
what's up?
I watched Whiplash.
Oh, okay. What did you think?
I really liked it.
Yeah.
You know, my dad had tried to watch it previously, and I guess he stopped watching after like 15 minutes and he was like, oh, you know, he told me, he was like, you know, we both have the same aversion to bullies, you know, so you might not enjoy it or whatever.
Right.
But I was, you know, the guy was an asshole, you know, but I was able to get past the fact that he was an asshole. And like,
yeah.
I mean, the music and yeah, I mean that final scene is fucking awesome.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Now, did you see Whiplash, Mike? You went and saw. You saw Whiplash yet?
I have not seen.
Oh man, yet. Being a jazz and a music fan, I'm surprised. You should check
oh,
that out
dude.
Soon.
Yeah,
yeah, okay. It is. It's amazing.
Is,
yeah.
is that something that's in theaters still?
It's
or
on
is
demand,
on
actually.
On demand.
Yeah.
It's actually on Mike's
Redbox
thumb drive.
Too.
Really?
There you go.
Yeah. So if you want to take Mike's thumb drive home, and
so the Mike Porcaro Theaters. Special preview.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
That could be yours, I guess.
Okay.
If you could actually take it home and then bring it back next week
and
when we actually see Mike.
Could I compress it and email it to myself and watch it.
That would probably be a bad idea.
Wait, would you be able? Would you be able to play that on a 360?
I do not know about a 360. How recent is your TV?
Oh, God. Well, Joe, you were there when I bought it.
7 years?
2007?
7 or 8 years
old? I think I bought it in 07.
Okay, yeah, like 8 years old.
It's a 52-inch badass.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It's okay.
I'm
just kidding.
It's still cool. Pretty cool.
Yeah. A lot of more recent TVs will have like a USB so you can play stuff off of
it. Oh, my TV has a USB.
Can you play video files off of it?
Yeah.
Oh, then yeah, you'd be able to just watch it through there.
Oh shit!
Yeah. All right. So
cool.
If my if you want to take home his thumb drive, promise to bring her back next week.
My Xbox 360 and my PS3 also play USB.
Well, I mean, they allow USB. It's the formats that are on those USB that might be an issue.
Yeah, because don't you have to format it once you plug it in, and then it erases the stuff.
I don't know. I know it doesn't for the one.
I don't. The 360 might be more complicated, but yeah, like the one, I brought something over and we watched it here at Joe's house. Just plugged
I've watched WM4 and then the Wave things off of
what is this format?
My PS4 through the USB or my PS3. I'm sorry, I don't have a PS4.
Yeah, actually, your PS3 would be able to play it.
Okay,
I know PS3 was better at that than 360.
Yeah, I think the PS3 has always been because really awesome.
We do that at my buddy's house. We watch it on there. Okay. So yeah, you'd be able to watch that stuff if you want to. Yeah.
Well, then maybe I could take that
definitely
home.
Definitely check out Whiplash.
Yeah, Whiplash is really
good.
Watch
Whiplash through my PS3. Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, cool.
And then I also watched the Imitation Game.
Oh, cool.
That's the one where the
Nazi
Alan
code.
Turing, mm-hmm. Yeah. And that movie's also really good.
Yeah.
Kind of sad, but I mean, it's a true story, so you kind of know what's going to happen if you know Alan Turing's story. But Benedict Cumberbatch, man, that guy is a fucking...
Oh, my gosh.
That guy is
You know he's classically
awesome.
Trained.
Yeah.
Well, pretty much every British actor these days is.
Yes, because they know what's up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Definitely. He's great.
But yeah, he blows it away. I haven't seen that guy in fucking anything bad yet.
He was really bad in Sherlock. Yeah. I thought he was really bad in, let's see. Well, Sherlock, he was horrible. I'm just looking at you. I wanted to see if you'd say anything. He was great.
Daniel, what do you think about Benedict Cumberbatch?
I don't know.
Don't have an opinion.
Right. Don't have an
opinion. Do you know who we're talking about though?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean he's great.
He was Sherlock.
Yeah,
if you're familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He was the voice of Smaug in the last two installments of the Hobbit films.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He was Star Trek.
He was Khan.
He was in Star Trek. Yeah, he was in Star Trek.
Okay.
Was he Khan?
Yeah. And he got pretty big for that too.
Yeah, he was.
But that is also on that USB, so...
Okay, well, maybe...
Jeez, yeah. What is this, like a terabyte?
I may take that home and preview it and then bring
it
back
forever.
Next week.
That's cool. Any other movies?
No, but...
That was
a lot. I did want to mention, I watched a couple new TV shows.
Oh, shit.
I watched that Last Man on Earth, the one with Will Forte.
How is it?
How is it?
It's actually pretty funny.
Okay, good.
That's what my friend said.
I wanted
that
to be good.
I looked at it and I was like, God, this could be really fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And it pretty good, enough to watch it.
Because
the pilot usually is a little sluggish, so hopefully
Well, they do like two episodes. They do a full hour, so there's like kind of get into it.
Is it meant to be a comedy?
Oh, yeah.
It is a comedy, yeah.
No, okay.
He's like, this guy's a moron, too. And he's the last guy on Earth. And he's just like... He's just drinking super expensive,
the stuff he does is fucking is awesome.
Yeah, he's just a numbskull.
Okay, so if he's the last guy on Earth, obviously there's no chance of procreation. So he's just
as of right now.
Well, you'll just have to watch the show and find out.
But it says last guy on Earth.
Well, that's the name of the show. Yes,
the last man on Earth. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, man.
But there's
whatever. Okay, man. Take it easy. Yeah, totally. Well, I just want to make sure everyone knows the exact.
Okay, cool.
You'll just have to watch and find out.
So they don't look for the wrong show.
Is that also on the thumb drive?
The last guy on Earth is some weird BBC thing.
You may be able to watch that on Hulu
after one episode.
Fair enough.
And then that new Tina Fey show that's on Netflix, that
30 Rock.
The Unbreakable.
No, a new one.
Oh. My bad, guys.
You just say the first thing that comes to mind at all times. Bingo!
SNL. Parcheesi. That's not even right.
No, it's called The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Okay.
It's got that one, the red-haired woman from Bridesmaids, the one that's kind of like conservative. you know.
Yeah.
And
sort of. Yeah.
Have you seen Bridesmaids?
Trying to think of the redhead, though.
I want to say I
remember the plane scene when she's talking to the blonde girl and she's like, I haven't had, you know, like, oh, my husband doesn't want to have, he'll make me turn off the lights.
Oh, yes. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
You can say sex on this program, Colin. It's all right.
No, well, I was trying to remember the line she was saying. I wasn't censoring myself.
I thought you were trying to censor yourself for the youngins listening to this.
We have to have boop in the dark.
Yeah.
You know?
Unfortunate.
But she plays somebody that was like abducted and was part of a cult that was living in a bomb shelter for like 15 years. And then they get fucking busted out by the cops or whatever. And now she's living in Manhattan.
God, that sounds somewhat similar to that movie.
Blast from the Past?
Blast from the Past. Thank you.
I love that movie.
You were already thinking it when I was thinking it.
Yeah. Yeah. Nailed it.
It is the same premise. I love your color commentary.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool, man. Do you like it?
It's pretty funny. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of hard because it's like, you know, it's just like a lot of it's just playing on the fact that she's been, you know, it's like the super innocent, like, woman, like,
sure.
Mm-hmm, in Manhattan, sure. You know, learning about all this new shit and everything like that. And, you know, like, she gets given an iPhone. She's like, oh, my God, is this a Macintosh? And the daughter was like, oh, my, like, who the fuck are you? You know, like, yeah.
I went outside to get the mail. I've got this pound of Coke. What do I do?
I'm sure cocaine existed before she was put underground.
Hey, it's New York. Yeah. Hey, you know what? Maybe she was innocent. Right? I'm just saying.
So that one's all right, but that's all on Netflix. That's
cool.
The whole season. So I don't need a flash drive for that, then?
You don't, no.
No
bonus.
I started
Flash Drive account. Won't do anything for you.
I'm moving along with House of Cards. I think I got three more left.
No. Okay. Oh,
have you been watching?
What?
House of Cards? Have you ever watched it?
No, but I know it, and I'm plan on starting that too.
Yeah, it's a great one, man. It's a great one.
A lot of shows on my list.
I think you really like the first season. Second season is excellent as well. I think each one is cool in its own way because it actually changes. Each time it changes, which is kind of weird in an interesting way. So I'm enjoying that. Anyone who hasn't seen it, you should check it out.
It's fucking red.
I watched Neighbors again, so that was fun because that was on HBO. So that was interesting. I've been watching this movie called The Jinx, that show called The Jinx. It's about, what is his name? Robert Durst. And he was basically the super rich, like, kid of a realtor who did he killed a bunch of people and got away with every single one of them.
Yeah, I keep seeing previews for that. Is that on HBO?
It's on HBO, and it's really well done. And it was something that Lauren and I watched, and we're like, it's okay. And then as we continued to watch it, we're kind of getting hooked. We're like, wow, this guy like keeps doing bad, horrible, scary things and getting away with it. And you think after, like, I think there's six episodes. You think after, like, the third one, you'd cover most of it after hearing how much has happened. And he just keeps doing these horrible things. And, like, it's, like, clearly him, but somehow he just gets away.
Really? It's the craziest thing. Is there just not... Is he good at covering himself up, or is he just using his money to get out of it?
It's kind of a combination of all those things. I think he covers up enough for it to not be that, like, for them to not be able to just peg him right off.
Yeah.
But it's more one of those things where it's like he either got rid of the body the right way and got out of there and did those things, but it's just like every single time someone dies, it's at like the worst time for him. Like.
Yeah.
It always pegs him.
It's just like, so it's too perfect and
every single time.
Every time.
Yeah. And like, they're just like, this guy has to have done it. Yeah. And it's interesting. So if you guys have HBO, I mean, check that out. They're actually coming out with a subscription HBO, just so you know.
Yeah.
I think only Apple TV is getting it, right?
With Apple. Well, you have to sign up with an Apple device.
Oh,
but then apparently after that, you'll actually be able to just access it through a website any browser.
Does Apple device mean any Apple device?
Yes.
Oh, so iPad, iPhone,
iPod you have Touch to sign up
with Wi-Fi capability. Or
it would be through iTunes,
Apple TV.
Yeah.
All right.
So if you end up like getting really interested in HBO, I think it's like $7 a month or something, $5.
Was it only that?
It was pretty cheap.
I thought it was more than that. But...
Okay, so if you have to have an iTunes account, iTunes is available on PC.
Yeah.
So if you have iTunes on your PC and you have an Apple ID,
that makes sense,
it wasn't entirely clear, but it made it sound like you have to sign up through an Apple device.
Interesting. Well, we'll have to clarify. Very weird. And they're also dropping the price of the Apple TV, but with how much all those is other links...
$69.
$69.
With all those Fire Sticks that are like $30 and stuff like that, it's kind of hard for me to be like, oh, Apple TV, yeah, let's do that.
Well, I got an Apple TV.
That's right, from working.
From work, yeah. It was a Christmas gift to everyone 1 year, and I gave it to my dad.
Well, take it back. Does he use it?
He uses it every day.
Oh, he does.
And
good.
He loves it. Good. So I might tell him about that.
Okay.
Yeah, I might pass on the good word.
I was going to say, if he's not using it, you know, blow off the dust. Oh, but God, that's great.
No, he uses it every day.
Yeah, that's cool.
He loves it.
Cool.
Yeah, my buddy's got one. We've used it a couple times. He actually just uses it. We used it a lot just to stream movies from his computer.
He uses it as a doorstop.
To the Apple TV, so that he
didn't really windy. He held papers down.
He uses it to keep the front door open when we go out for a smoke.
He used it once to wipe his ass, and then he flushed it.
He actually uses it quite a bit.
That's cool.
And I think he got a second one too. I think he got an upgraded one.
He uses it to his TV kind of broke, so he uses it to wedge it in there and hold it straight.
It keeps the coffee table up on right.
He has one leg that's shorter, so he just tapes it to the shoe and he just walks around with it. What about you? Any movies?
Not movies. But I didn't watch any new shows. But I was gonna mention. I know Colin had been watching Better Call Saul.
Yeah,
and I've been on that too.
Yeah,
and
enjoying it.
What are your impressions?
Don't spoil it. I haven't seen last night.
Oh, last night's okay. Yeah. Yeah, I won't spoil it.
But okay, here's what happened.
Yeah, here's what happened.
Anyway, the breakdown.
It's I really think it has. You know, it has a potential to be up there with Breaking Bad if they keep going the way that they are.
So it has legs.
It does have some good legs.
Now, Daniel. It
has some nice, sexy legs.
Since you are watching this show regularly, I do have a question.
Yep.
I have not seen it, but I have seen Breaking Bad.
Okay.
Is this show, Better Call Saul, from the same writers?
Vince Gilligan's writing it along with somebody else. Okay, I don't know who the other writer is, but he's a main writer.
I think Odenkirk, the guy.
Steven
Odenkirk.
No, Bob.
Bob, okay.
The guy who plays Saul.
Saul, yeah.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha.
He used to be a writer on SNL and other stuff, so.
He's a funny actor, too. Not to be mistaken with their third brother, Johan Odenkirk.
Yeah, you don't want to get him confused.
Yeah, all right.
But yeah, no, I'm really enjoying the show, and I think it has potential
check it
to.
Out, man.
Yeah, I mean, even I know people that, as crazy as it sounds, haven't watched Breaking Bad and actually just started watching Better Call Saul and really enjoy it.
I still have to finish Breaking Bad to be honest. I'm
okay, really?
Yeah.
Now, initial question I already asked. Follow up question.
Yep.
Is the pizza still on the roof?
We haven't got to that part.
You asked that previously.
Did I? Damn it! Yeah. See, that's what I get when we have our true listeners on the show.
Because
Mike Davis
has sumstimesers. It's not Alzheimer's. It's sumstimesers, and so it just struck. So.
This is a prequel to the show. This is happening prior
right now,
to Breaking Bad.
Right now, it's prior. All right. I think it's going to go. I don't know the whole scope of the show, but I think that's how it's going to build. It's starting before now, but it's going
to. It may go past. Yeah, I don't know.
May go past the pizza on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So let's end this up. I mean, we got to finish this up. Getting close to our time where we get kicked out of the studio for the other podcast that makes money. But Mike, what about you? Movies? You mentioned something about DJs.
Okay. So yes, I was watching a documentary that I actually sent a text message to you about.
Right.
But it just came up on, you know, how you sign it to Netflix. And it
you
says,
might be
oh,
into
hey,
this.
Hey, recommended for you based on what you watched. Mm-hmm. Sure. So you know,
all
based,
anime
based
and male porn.
Past,
and then
like,
there
hey,
was that.
You watched Garbage Pail Kids and Pac-Man Ghostly Adventures and
Backdoor Sluts.
Pokemon.
Backdoor Sluts.
Pokemon.
Nine,
Backdoor
what?
Sluts. Yeah. I was recommended a film called "Our Vinyl Weighs a Ton," and Joe, you'll attest to this, being longtime friends with you. You were pretty much the one that opened me up to a ton of electronic music, the whole movement, Johnny Vergona, DJ Wizard, all these guys that we traveled around with for years. And I'm still going strong with it, but it piqued my interest.
Yeah.
And so it's basically a documentary about this independent label run by a guy called Peanut Butter Wolf. And
is that his real name?
No, that's his DJ name.
Okay. Yeah.
I can't recall his real name right now, but it's Peanut Butter Wolf, and he hooks up with these guys throughout history, not sexually, because I know that's where you were going. All right.
It is gay porn. Because it wasn't anime this time.
Professionally, they all become a part of his label, called. It just left me now. Stone's Throw. Okay. Stone's Throw is the name of the label. And they're based out of Los Angeles. And it's basically Peanut Butter Wolf raises all this money and just starts a studio basically in his own home. And so the guys who are on the label kind of live there, and they have their own setup. They've got their turntables, they've got mics, they've got mixing, equipment.
It sounds like Silicon Valley
in
but
their
with
rooms,
DJs.
Essentially, yeah, it's like Hewlett Packard for, in the garage for for music. And so it's just this story of these guys starting from very meager beginnings to really breaking out and becoming huge and traveling the world and all these great DJs coming out of there. And so they start, mentioning like DJs, and you're like, holy shit, I know these guys. And I listen to these guys now. And oh my God, I listened to these guys 10 years ago. And holy shit, and so it's just this really
blast
great
from
story.
The past,
yeah,
huh?
Really great story.
Was there a drug fueled demise at the end?
No.
This that seems to be most of the directors.
I don't want to ruin it, but there was a death. But I recommend that. Our Vinyl Weighs a Ton is the name of that. But segueing into a drug fueled. Everything that you just said, C-Man. I did watch one more documentary. It was called All This Mayhem. And
you talked about this last week. That's why I brought up. Yeah.
Okay.
Brought up the drug fuel.
The surfers.
Well then same
or
one.
Skaters.
Skaters. Yeah. Thank you, Daniel. Mm-hmm. I would recommend, if you haven't seen it yet, do watch it.
Yeah.
Anyone who grew up in the 80s, idolizing Tony Hawk and Bones Brigade and Pal Peralta, you will totally appreciate this video.
Nice.
It's just really good stuff. So
there you go.
So very cool. Yeah.
Well, awesome. Daniel, thanks for coming.
No, thanks for having me.
I mean, I wish I heard your pretty voice more.
Yeah,
but you know what?
You did
a great job. But you know what? You've been using your ears all this time. I totally understand, but I appreciate you coming out here.
Well, I'm on here. Wait,
my mic's on?
We're going to have Daniel back.
Absolutely. And we're going to put him in the hot seat.
This is not the last
time. I'm just going to have a spotlight on you, and we're going to have like 90 questions.
I'm going to have questions
everybody's going to watch
you
me, right?
Next time.
Yeah. Right. We're going to have the Twitch stream just focus on
you.
Yeah,
it's just you sweating.
I'm going to have questions for you.
All right. Well, anyways, until next week. Yeah, what's up? Guy in the back with his hand up.
I was going to say, even though historically we all try and do the last add-in after you do the sign-off, I think Daniel should do it.
Yeah, Daniel.
All right.
Sign us off.
All right, stay nerdy, stay dirty.
Peace.